The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Ecotourism is an important stream of revenue for governments, private businesses, and local people. According to the World Tourism Organization, wildlife watching represents 80% of annual sales for tour companies to Africa. The big five, lions, elephants, buffalo, leopards, and rhino, are big money. But in Indonesia and Nepal, where most of Asia's wild rhinos live, tourists are mostly there for the beaches and the mountains. They simply aren't as reliant on safari dollars as countries like Botswana. The African rhino is therefore a perfect example of utilitarian-based conservation, the preservation of something because of its monetary value to humans. They are worth more to people than their Asian counterparts, and are as a result the focus of more conservation efforts. This isn't a criticism of those who invest huge amounts of time and effort protecting Africa's rhinos. They undoubtedly believe in what they're doing and don't want to see their recent successes destroyed by a surge of poaching. But the protection of one species over another, due to its monetary value being higher, detracts from the main reason to preserve biodiversity.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.